He was quiet for a moment, then sighed and nodded. Yeah, that's the best way to go, he said. Stay right out of town. Nobody wants to give a fellow a ride in town. No one wants to slow down and get honked at. He was right about that. Hitchhiking in town, even a small one like Gates Falls, was futile. I guess he had spent some time riding his thumb. But son, are you sure? You know what they say about a bird in the hand. I hesitated again. He was right about a bird in the hand, too. Pleasant Street became Ridge Road a mile or so west of the Blinker, and Ridge Road ran through 15 miles of woods before arriving at Route 196 on the outskirts of Lewiston. It was almost dark, and it's always harder to get a ride at night. When headlights pick you out on a country road, you look like an escapee from Wyndham Boys Correctional, even with your hair combed and your shirt tucked in. But I didn't want to ride with the old man anymore. Even now, when I was safely out of his car, I thought there was something creepy about him. Maybe it was just the way his voice seemed full of exclamation points. Besides, I've always been lucky getting rides. I'm sure, I said. And thanks again, really. Anytime, son, anytime. My wife... He stopped, and I saw there were tears leaking from the corners of his eyes. I thanked him again, then slammed the door shut before he could say anything else. I hurried across the street, my shadow appearing and disappearing in the light of the blinker. On the far side, I turned and looked back. The Dodge was still there, parked beside Frank's fountain and fruits. By the light of the blinker and the streetlight 20 feet or so beyond the car, I could see him sitting slumped over the wheel. The thought came to me that he was dead, that I had killed him with my refusal to let him help. Then a car came around the corner, and the driver flashed his high beams at the Dodge. This time, the old man dipped his own lights, and that was how I knew he was still alive. A moment later, he pulled back into the street and piloted the Dodge slowly around the corner. I watched until he was gone, then looked up at the moon. It was starting to lose its orange bloat, but there was still something sinister about it. It occurred to me that I had never heard of wishing on the moon before. The evening star, yes, but not the moon. I wished again I could take my own wish back. As the dark drew down and I stood there at the crossroads, it was too easy to think of that story about the monkey's paw.